All right, here we go. Well, thank you so much for this privilege to share a little bit of my heart on what's been on my heart. And just first, I wanted to bless the Woods family and thank you guys for being there for our fellowship tonight. And as you celebrate your grandma's life, so thank you guys and bless your hearts. Thank you all for being on tonight, and thanks Barney for allowing me to do this. And I've always been blessed hearing everybody teach. Wally, you know, you do a great job, and the thing I like about it most is you share from your heart. So tonight, I want to share on something I'm calling Now and Then, and it kind of leads in from manifestations, what Father manifested about having his family with him for eternity. And tonight, the what I want to share is Now and Then, and what got me thinking about this was sitting in the last several months, Tuesday nights and Thursday nights, hearing the great teaching, Kim Petty seminars on Renewed Mind and Christ is the Head of the One Body, and many of the Barney's and Vicky's teachings over the months. And it just started to gel in my mind about how blessed we are. And I guess it's not just the last 6 months, but the last 6 months have really kind of just been on my heart. But just how blessed we are, this blessed life that we have now. And some of the statements I remember from these teachings are the But God sharing that Barney did. You know, that's pretty cool. Ephesians chapter 2, and I'm going to cover that a little bit. Another one that Ken was talking about, Renewed Mind, Identity Determines Behavior. And how big is the identity in Christ that we have, that we've learned about over the years, but especially, you know, for me in the last couple, maybe 6 months or so. But also Christ is the head of the one body. He gave gifts unto men. He led things, he led captivity, he led captivity. And all these great blessings that we have, we've been enabled with spiritual power. We have the spiritual armor and all the manifestations. So it's truly a blessed life we are living now, and that's capital N, capital O, capital W. So with the compilation of what I've learned from those teachings over the past few months, I thought to compare this blessed life we have now with our life at the exact moment of the return of Jesus Christ. And that's the then part. So we have now and then. And so I wanted to just cover a few scriptures to briefly and concisely outline our blessed life now. And of course, many of these you may have retemorized or you know from heart. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 3, and I'm going to read from the Amplified. So if you have your Bibles, feel free to not use them or turn to those in your Bible there. But Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 3, "And you he hath made alive when you were spiritually dead and separated from him because of your transgressions and sins, in which you once walked. You are following the ways of this world, influenced by this present age, in accordance with the prince of the power of the air," who is Satan, "the spirit who is now at work in the disobedient, the unbelieving, who fight against the purposes of God. Among these unbelievers, we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, our behavior governed by a sinful self, indulging the desires of human nature without the Holy Spirit, and the impulses of the sinful mind. We were by nature children under the sentence of God's wrath, just like the rest of mankind. So that kind of gets the start of our life with God. We definitely needed God. And it just really emphasizes the next verse here, verse 4 in chapter 2. But God. Say it with me, everybody. But God, being so very rich in mercy because of his great and wonderful love with which he loved us, even when we were spiritually dead and separated from him because of our sins, he made us spiritually alive together with Christ. For by his grace, his undeserved favor and mercy, you have been saved from God's judgment. In verse 6, and he raised us up together with him when we believed and seated us with him in the heavenly places because we are in Christ Jesus. So we started out without God, and we ended up identified in Christ Jesus. And that's our new identity in Christ. That's our life now, part of our life now. Continue on in Ephesians and more about this life, this blessed life we're living now. Ephesians 4, chapter 8, I'm still in an Amplified version. Therefore, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive, and he bestowed gifts on men. So Christ is the head. He leveled the playing field, so to speak. And our life is truly blessed because he led captivity captive. Anything that could captivate us, he had victory over. And then he bestowed gifts on men. And this all adds up to our blessed life now. And this is just kind of a real brief compilation here before we get into the then part. But continue on in chapter 4 here in Ephesians, verse 8. He who descended is the very same as he who also had ascended high above all the heavens, that he, his presence, might fill all things, that is, the whole universe. And his gifts to the church were varied, and he himself appointed some as apostles, special messengers, representatives, some as prophets who speak a new message from God to the people, some as evangelists who spread the good news of salvation, and some as pastors and teachers to shepherd and guide and instruct. In verse 12, and he did this to fully equip and perfect the saints, God's people, for works of service to build up the body of Christ, the church. So we got the structure that we were blessed with so we can grow up in Christ and we can grow as a church. And it's even more of our blessed life. It just keeps get bigger and bigger with all the enablements that we have. Just you really can't enumerate them all, really. But we're switching to Romans chapter 12, some more of our blessed life now. In verse 5, Romans 12, verse 5. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Another part of our blessed life, we're part of the one body of Christ, we're members one of another. And that's part of our spiritual armor, too. Switching over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, another blessing of this life now that we have. 1 Corinthians 12, 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. So we have the manifestations of Spirit that are given to every man to profit. Another blessing here in our life now is 2 Corinthians 3:18. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. And if you remember Ken teaching on this, that it's a passive, this changing is passive on our part. And as we get in the presence of God via prayer and manifestations and speaking in tongues, of course, and other things, then we are going to be changed, just like Romans 12, verse 2. But it's passive, so it's not up to us to do the changing. So we are very blessed indeed. We have all these great enablements, the manifestations, the one body, the church. We have our wonderful head of the one body, Jesus Christ, who's not on vacation, by the way. And I don't know if you remember that from one of Ken's teachings. I'm not quite sure how Ken arrived at that, but somehow or other, in his thinking, he thought after Jesus Christ was lived and then crucified and then was raised from dead and ascended, he went on vacation. Then Ken said, no, is my mind on vacation? I digress. It's a great teaching, and if you hear it sometime, you'll chuckle. But Jesus Christ is definitely not on vacation. But we have all these blessings, and that's our blessed life now. But I want to compare that blessed life now with our life at the exact moment of the return. And spoiler alert, I want to avoid any speculation about the new body, so I'm trying to just stick with what the scriptures say and not try to get out over my skis. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52, and this is really an interesting verse as we contemplate the life that we get at the exact moment of the return. So let me read this, and this is in the Amplified Version. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the sound of the last trumpet call, for a trumpet will sound, and the dead who believe in Christ will be raised imperishable, and we will be completely changed, wondrously transformed. And that word, moment, and according to Bollinger, E.W. Bollinger, is the smallest portion of time. It cannot even be divisible again. It's kind of hard to imagine, but that's the smallest portion of time you can get. Twinkling is the movement of the eyelid in the twinkling of an eye. Try holding your finger up and blink. It's so quick that you don't even lose the image of your finger. It's almost, I venture to say, faster than light, but it's pretty darn quick. And so you go back to the verse, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet call, and that trumpet, if you go back into Roman military lore, they blew the trumpet when they got everybody moved from one operation to another. They had their training and so forth, and the trumpet would indicate the time to move to a different location. And so you have this trumpet call, and at that point we'll be raised imperishable, and we will be completely changed, wondrously transformed, to say the least. And so in a blink of an eye, we go from our blessed life now to our super blessed, for lack of a better word, life then. And as I was putting this, or just thinking this through, we have all these great things we've been enjoying through the years, and more people will enjoy this blessed life now if Jesus Christ doesn't return soon. But we have all these great things, but in a blink of an eye, we're going to be wondrously transformed. And those are some of the things I want to just touch on here to think about. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, King James, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So in a blink of an eye, we go from not knowing what we shall be to basically being able to take a selfie with Jesus Christ. We'll see him as he is. We'll see a lot of people as we are wondrously transformed. But isn't that, just think, here we are in this wondrous life. In the blink of an eye, Jesus Christ comes back and boom, we will fully know. And we'll know him, as, we'll see him as he is. And to me it's just, you can almost reach out and do it, but we know that Jesus Christ has to come back first. But I think it's just really amazing to think about that. Another thing I heard Barney teach about in this particular verse, and he said, only we, the born-again ones, have the license to say this verse, beloved. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The next verse I wanted to, at least think about, is Philippians chapter 3, verse 21. Philippians 3, verse 21. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. In the blink of an eye, we will have a new body, unlimited in scope and power. No more old body of flesh and blood. Flesh and blood can't inherit incorruption. And so we'll get this new body. I'm not going to speculate about it, but we know a few things. But it's going to be unlimited in scope and power. Of course, we know about the records with Jesus Christ and his new body. In appearing to the disciples and apostles. So we know that much. But in a blink of an eye, can you just think about that? In a blink of an eye, we'll have that new body. And it'll be flashing like into his glorious body. So, in fact, I was thinking about this. We'll need a new mind just to comprehend what just happened. I mean, in a blink of an eye, all this happens. We better have a new mind because it's going to be way out there. And it'll be faster than any quantum computer for sure. But another thing to consider. So another thing here is 1 Corinthians 13, verse 9 through 12. And I'm going to read from the Amplified. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, for our knowledge is fragmentary and incomplete. But when that which is complete and perfect comes, that which is incomplete and partial will pass away. When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things. For now, in this time of imperfection, we see in a mirror dimly, a blurred reflection, a riddle, an enigma. But then, when the time of perfection comes, we will see reality face to face. Now I know in part, just in fragments, but then I will know fully, just as I have been fully known by God. That is huge. Let me read the NLT translation here, version of verse 12. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror, but then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All I know now is partial and incomplete, But then I will know everything completely and just listen to this last few words. I will know everything completely just as God now knows me completely. To me, I mean, we go from knowing in part, it's fragmentary and sometimes wrong, to knowing fully. How fully is the question. Is what standard of knowing is another question. And so just by reading what's written, just as God now knows, that's the standard of knowing, just as God now knows me completely. So, like I say, we go from, in a blink of an eye, from knowing bits and pieces to being on the same, in the same level as God now knows me. I mean, that's some serious knowing. But I thought I'd just throw that out. It kind of reminds me of when we, I don't know, maybe I'll just save that for later. But another thing about in verse 9, this, in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 9, for we know in part, or actually 9 through 12, for we know in part and we prophesy in part, for our knowledge is fragmentary and incomplete. But when that which is complete and perfect comes, that which is incomplete and partial will pass away. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought I was a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things. In a moment of time, in a blink of an eye, even the manifestations of the Holy Spirit will cease because we will know fully. And I guess just to kind of wrap it up a little bit here, there's some fantastic things that happen quickly. I mean, you just, it's hard to even get your arms around them, but I sit there and just be amazed that God had this written, and only, like Barney says, only born-again ones have a license to say it and expect it. And we have all these great blessings in the life now with Christ as the head, and we're part of the one body of Christ, and we have all these wonderful brothers and sisters in Christ, and the spiritual enablements, the return to look forward to. And it's just really amazing. But I'd like to wrap up in Philippians 4, but I just thought a point of exhortation here is, let's look forward to the breathtaking glory we will enjoy in the blink of an eye. And in Philippians chapter 4, verse 1, therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stay true to the Lord. I love you and long to see you, dear friends, for you are my joy and the crown I receive for my work. By the way, we heard that in Manifestations. I love you and I long to see you. Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Verse 6, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Verse 7, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds everything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting in practice all of you learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you. So I just wanted to leave that, hopefully some interesting thoughts about our life now and our truly wondrous life then. Thank you very much. God bless you.